Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Tugan at kwentuhan.
Welcome natin ngayong umaga. Nagbabalik from, I think from last year, kumanta din siya dito at nag-perform ng kanyang original song. Nagbabalik ang ating hip-hop artist and R&B singer na si Jerry C. Magandang araw sa iyo, Jerry. Welcome to SBS Filipino.
Hello po.
Naku, mukhang walang boses.
Welcome back.
Nag-concert ba?
Practice din last night kasi meron akong gig for tonight. So, nagpre-prepare lang din kasi I just released an album. Yesterday. I don't know if I could say the last word, pero...
So, ito yung pinagkakaabalahan mo, Jerry, from last year writing songs and of course producing this album.
The album was prepared for a very long time na din kasi. Since March last year.
Wow.
And,
okay.
Because there was a big story nung time na yun. I was with Kuya Sai and then he was telling me, hey, I need you to make at least 50 or 100 songs within this year.
Wow.
And I was like, yes. I doubted myself. I said, I can only make 5, man. And then I ended up making 35.
35 yeah. Within the span 35. Of
within
a
that
year.
Span
almost
that,
a year.
When he asked me to. I was like, oh, I didn't know I could write so much. And then I ended up doing this album because it tells the story of what I have been going through in relationships. So...
Teka, Jerry, no? We'll ask, kasi since na last siya nag-guest dito, no, there was a song that you promoted. And ano. Pero kumusta ba? Ano ba nangyari sa'yo the last few months? Pumunta ka ng events? May inspiration ba with this album? May nadagdag pa sa songs
Meron.
Na nilagay mo dito?
Madam.
Sige, ano nangyari? Yeah.
So,
kumusta yung ano mo? Christmas and yet?
Mabilis na kwento lang. Kasi nung yung Rosas, when I made that, was my first song when I came here. I think it was September 14. Same time. Then, that song was talking about fixing your relationship. Ngayon, this was talking about me, like, finding myself back right after that relationship that ended. It starts off, like, the first few songs in there will be talking about me being, like, sad or trying to find that person, but I also have expectations na ganito na. Then, after that, I got tired of, like, this kind of, you know, routine na. Parang ako na lang yung naghahabol ganyan. So, nag-switch ako ng personality into becoming... Because I'm Jeremiah Castellon. That's my real name.
Okay.
Now, Jerry C is that other personality that you guys see in the, you know, when I perform and all that. Na medyo, ano na siya, confident.
Palaban.
Palaban.
Ayun.
Dapat ikaw na yung hinahabol.
Oh,
dapat ganun na. So, the second half of the song is like me being crazy na. In terms of like, it's all about me now. I don't have to like pour myself out too much. Dapat sila din naman yung magbigay sa akin ng ganito, ganyan. Like, I don't have to always be the one to initiate. Kailangan may mga marireceive din ako. So it's like finding your own self-worth. But in that process, medyo siguro na ano lang din, like nadala. Kasi you know how people nowadays, especially in the Philippines din, parang medyo, ano na eh. Hindi ka na yung once na shy guy tulad noon. Kumbaga ngayon medyo mas outspoken ka na.
Ito context lang kasi wala ako dito nung ikaw ay in-interview about that first song, The Rosas, no? But I heard the podcast. Ano ba yung kwento ninyo ng iyong, sasabihin nating ex, hindi ba? So, is it a long-distance relationship? Tapos, sige, kwento mo naman. Konting context lang.
So, LDR kami. I live here. She lives in the Philippines. And then, I flew back to the Philippines to meet her, ganyan, etc. But due to our like way of living, so sobrang different. Hindi siya sanay sa city kind of life na ginagawa namin na parang medyo ano lang, casual lang yung way na pananalita namin sa ibang tao, na alam namin kung joke lang yung specific na term na ginagamit namin. But for her, she's more pure kasi. So there were tendencies na nag-aaway kami. And we don't get along in specific kinds of situations. Then that's how Rosas was made, because like kami nag-aaway and I'm always trying to fix the relationship, you know, being that guy na dapat hindi ako sumuko, ganun. Yeah.
Kailan yung point na eto na susuko na ako, hindi ko na kaya?
So, wala na kami. Actually, wala na kami. But like there were songs in this new album that will on the first half that will explain na alam ko rin na may mali ako. Alam ko rin naman yung mga dapat kong gawin. These are the things that I wanted to vent out. Mm-hmm. So, it was just me expressing myself out through the album.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya, ayan. It's kind of... Yeah.
Teka, bago tayo pumunta sa details, no, ng bago mong album, kumusta mo natin yung Valentine's?
Yeah.
Valentine's? Nako.
How did you spend?
Last night.
Valentine's night, oh, yeah.
Nako. Iba kasi sa Valentine's ko last night, like, I didn't focus on that day as Valentine's. Kumbaga, I know I had priorities to set straight then.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, I focused more on what I need to fix on my life. Tsaka, like, yung mga projects ko, I need to look after that. Schedule some things for the future then. So medyo busy ako kahapon.
Oo, sa sarili.
Yeah.
Kumbaga.
I mean, there's nothing wrong. I'm dating myself.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Of
definitely.
Of course.
Diba? Ikaw, Dan, agree ka ba sa, it's okay to date yourself?
Self-love ka.
Hashtag self-love.
Pro na kami dyan. Kumbaga, veteran na kami sa mga ganyan. Kumbaga, ano yung status, God-tier status na. Pero, hindi, tanong natin, meron ba siya memorable na Valentine?
Oo, or, in the past.
Yung ginawa mo talaga na, uy.
All out.
Talaga, all out.
Kailan ba?
Madami ata itong ano, experience.
Di naman. Like, I only had 4 relationships in my life. So
only, ha?
4 lang. I mean, I'm 27 years old. Yeah. So, like,
right. Fair.
Like, you know, out of all the people that I met, they had a lot of relationships. Pero sa akin, like, I try to keep it, you know, as pure as I can.
Mm-mm. So, sa 4 na yun, saan ka pinaka nag-all out? At ano yung ginawa mong something really special on Valentine's Day?
It was from my first girlfriend, which lived here in Melbourne as well.
Ah.
I can't remember what we did, but I do remember buying something as well, just like the regular kind of Valentine's Day.
Mamahaling regalo, kumbaga.
Di naman. Like, wala pa akong work nun. Like, nasa school pa ako nun. You know, I do what I can from what I have before. That was more pure than, you know, like having a job, like you have to work for it and all that. But before, habang wala ka, ano ba ang pwede mong maibigay habang nandun ka sa position na yan? Like, what do you have that you can, like,
give,
do for them,
or,
you know?
Yeah, do for them. Ah, importante nag-effort.
Nag-effort.
Diba?
Oh, boy. That's what I meant. Medyo lost her words.
Pero, na-invite ka na ba? Kunyari, proposal or dates? Kung kaya, Valentine event. Alam mo yun, kasi minsan dito, no, yung mga magkakaibigan, like, you know, hey, can you sing for us? Or I'll surprise my partner.
Mm-mm.
Wala naman.
Wala pang invitation.
Will you say yes? Oh, will you say yes? Okay na ba sa iyo?
I would.
You would do it?
I would. Sa ngalan ng pag-ibig.
So, have you been in a relationship and ano ang pagkakaiba nito sa situationship?
Ito naalala actually. Kita sa mukha niya.
Naku, namumula tuloy si Jerry. hindi siya nakaprepare.
Okay. So, question, ano yung question? Like, the difference between relationship and relation?
Oh, sige. Or just define situation. Muna relationship.
Okay.
Relationship.
So for a relationship kasi, this is way more in legal terms na rin kasi. You guys are officially together.
Okay.
So
officially.
You're completely partners, diba? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be like a marriage, even just boyfriend, girlfriend. You're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But for situationships, it's like when you are into a person, pero it's more likely into a fling lang, tapos siya din is reciprocating that fling back. So parang hindi kayo official, but you guys aman nila lang din yung isa't isa.
Ganun. Yun yung term.
Tapos hindi naman kayo nasa relationship, wala naman kayong label, pero you're doing things what in a relationship would do. So you guys can like exit whatever or you know what I mean, like parang extra level na siya ng friendship. Ganun.
Okay,
so it's one up. Yeah.
Walang label ang situationship.
Yeah,
exactly,
yeah,
like that. But you're doing the things that couples do.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So parang,
have you been in that kind of relation or situationship?
Siguro nowadays people call it talking stage.
Talking stage. But it's the same as situationship?
Pretty much. Kasi hindi naman siya nag-end up being you together until you guys end up saying, hey, I really want you to be my girlfriend or you know, gusto talaga kita, ganyan. Oh, can we please be more serious about this? Mga ganun. So, mm-hmm. in a situationship, normally, we just say whatever you want, pero like, hindi siya ganun kaseryoso. Mm-hmm. To the point.
Sa yeah. situationship din ba, pwede kang mag-date ng iba?
Yes.
It's a big oh. yes.
Pero tinatago oh. lang nila yun.
Ah.
Like, they could be like talking to like 10 different guys or girls. So.
Oo. Pero dahil walang label, okay lang naman, di ba?
I mean, that's...
Walang karapatan magalit yung ibang party.
Wala. Daw. I mean, that's what's wrong about it though. Kasi when they say na, ah, wala naman kaming label eh. So, bakit siya magagal sa akin? Bakit siya magsiselos? Ganon. But that's what's wrong about situationships is that you give yourself complete freedom to do whatever you want na parang nasa relationship ka pero you're not really doing the right thing.
The right thing.
Yeah. So, it's a lesser form of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Parang no limits. Ganon. Which is wrong.
Eh, itong yeah, well, nga, para kasi walang commitment and I don't know kung yung respect ba yung sinasabi mo na, di ba, and the loyalty mm-hmm. and the trust. Pero, ito na kasi, Claudette, yung title ng album niya is Relation, di na natin masabi, no?
Shhh.
Yan. Parang it sounds like you're in a committed sort of like, you know, yung partnership, di ba, relationship. Pero, ano ba yun? Medyo di magandang relationship ba yan? Tama ba yung description?
Paano mo i-define? Nasaktan ka ba?
Oo, yan.
In, like, for the album?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bakit mo binigyan ng title na relationship?
So, yeah. It's just me like saying na relationships are so
complicated.
Complicated and annoying. You know, it's a mix of emotions. So, you can't say it's beautiful all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I said it's a relation.
Okay. Oh.
So, yun. Yeah, it's just a burst of emotion. Then like it's a vent out. Like it's a common thing na sinasabi rin ng mga tao na relation. Ganun.
But you're not negative about relationships, naman.
No. Mm. Ni naman. Like it's just my form of like bursting out my emotions. Then na hey, I know it's not always happy ganyan, but it also gives me a lot of headache at the same time. So I could be happy, but I couldn't. Be completely happy then.
Mm-hmm.
So parang naiinis na lang ako na bakit kasi ganito ang relationship? Ganun, bakit kasi ganun?
Oo. Mm-hmm. Nakaka-relate ka ba dan? Mukhang malalim na iniisip natin dyan. Ina-analyze mo yung sinabi.
Hindi, alam mo, mas iniisip ko kasi si Jerry, no, mahilig magsulat ng kanta and ang dami mo na gawang songs, no? Paano mo na-trim down na ito yung pasok dito sa album na ito? Paano mo pinili yung bawat song?
Yes.
So, when I was, like, choosing the songs, actually, nagbago-bago siya.
Mm.
But a lot of parts in there stayed. So, when I was trying to find out how am I gonna put it through the album, what goes first and what goes last,
mm-hmm.
like, I wanted to be a transition from what happened from Rosas to now. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah. Then, the next song, actually, yung perform ko mamaya na song is parang part 2 na siya ng Rosas. Because, let's say, Rosas was like fixing the relationship, but I didn't get to fix that relationship. This song that I will be performing later is about me realizing my mistakes. I have to put my career first before my relationship. Kasi alam ko, pag nasa relationship ako, I couldn't focus on what I need to do.
Mm.
And, this is me like telling her, hey, I know that I did you wrong because I had to leave the relationship in order to focus on myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for the better because once na makamit ko na yung goal ko or yung achievement ko sa buhay na alam ko nang successful na ako sa ginagawa ko, then I will give you everything you want right after.
Mm-hmm.
But with you here right now, I'm not getting the enough support. Ganun.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make sure na ano muna kami, like magkaroon ng time off sa isa't isa. Focus on yourself there, I'll focus on myself. Then pag magkita na lang ulit tayo, then we'll see how it goes. Ganun.
Nako.
Alam mo, very true and very relatable yan, ano? Lalim, ha?
Ang lalim
niya. Hindi, pero totoo yung sinasabi kasi nung iba, Claudette, distraction daw minsan yung love, no? Sa career or sa work. Basically, nakakalimutan na daw ng isang taong lahat kapag in love.
I'm sure nakaka-relate yung mga listeners natin. May mga times din na yung kumbaga, dapat inspiration natin sa buhay ay naging distraction. So, yung kailangan mong gawin, kailangan mong i-shift. Diba? Kailangan mong i-shift or, how do you say it? Parang, i-change yung trajectory ng situation na yun. Paano mo ba ma... Kasi dapat yung relationship, instead na mag-distract sa atin, mag-inspire. So, paano mo ma-shift yun?
Nangyari kay Jerry, sabi niya kanina, parang he got his power back. Ika nga, no? Parang, uy, okay na ulit ako. I'll feel confident. At sabi niya, yun, sabi mo, di ba, pag okay ka na, and then you can do everything for the person. And I'm sure you'll find the person who will support you.
Yeah. So, it's like reprioritizing lang. So, I need to put myself first now. Kasi... Alam niyo naman yung saying na kung di mo kayang mahalin yung sarili mo, paano mo mamahalin yung ibang tao?
Ko totoo. You cannot give love if you don't have love for yourself. So, let's talk about the songs sa album mo, Jerry. So, ano yung mga title ng mga songs na dapat abangan ng mga tagapakinig?
So, in terms of yung relationship part, ano ba ang meron sa atin? 180, which is an English song. Sa akin na lang. At yung mga times na parang when I was trying to find someone na ano, like to be another, you know, partner. Like, sa akin ka na lang, huwag sa iba, ganun. So, this like me in the process of finding another person, ganun. Did You Wrong, Realization, which is the one I will be performing. Next Time, which is parang sinasabi ko na, bawi ka na lang sa susunod. Ganun. Kasi nagbabago na ako eh. Parang ganun. Paulit-ulit is another song na it talks about like ayaw ko nang paulit-ulit tayo nag-aaway. Sawa na ako. Ganun. I can't say the other word. Fake.
Okay. Okay.
Yan. Then, Gabi. Malisha. So Fine. Makulit Ka. And Sayo.
So, wow, madami-dami ka ding nagawang mga awit.
Kwento eh. Oo.
In a span of a year, no?
Yeah.
Talagang, parang outlet din yung pagsusulat ng awit.
Yeah, it's like a coping mechanism, but also like, I want people to relate into the same situations then. Because not a lot of people make songs like that anymore. There's no more storytelling than it.
Correct.
A lot of people just release some songs na hindi naman...
Walang sense.
Sense. Oh, walang sense siya. Yeah. But the album ended up in a happy song.
Ending.
I mean, it's like, nahulog ka na ulit sa bagong tao. Parang gana.
Ay! So, yun pala yung goal. Sa, hindi pala babalik dun sa nakaraan. Move on na talaga.
Wala na.
Actually, nilagay ko lang yun because it could be a part of the story, but I don't think I have found that person yet.
Ay?
But I wanted to have like a storyline na you're sad, ganto-ganyan, you're transitioning to be a different person, and now, ganto ka ng klaseng tao, confident na, outspoken, and then later on, parang babalik ka naman siguro ulit sa simula, na may nahulog ka na naman ulit, meaning, there's gonna be another part to it. So maybe love songs na yung next album.
Hopefully, at sa pagbabalik mo next time, dapat sana love songs na. Anyway, pakinggan natin itong isa sa mga awit, no? Magpapasample po si Jerry sa atin ngayong umaga. We're very lucky kasi nga, hindi pa na-launch, di ba? Tonight pa ilo-launch, am I right?
Ano, it's...
Kagabi pala. Last night. Okay, yeah. Last night na-launch na. Pero dito din live sa ating programa, kakantahin niyang isa sa mga awit na Did You Wrong. A little background nga, Jerry, ano yung kwento ng awiting Did You Wrong?
Alright, so like I said before, yung Did You Wrong is more like a part two of Rosas. And it talks about me realizing na I've made my own mistake in that relationship, but I'm trying to change that. Just don't let go of the, you know, the relationship, I mean the promises that we've made before, parang ganun. And kasi in a relationship, even though like you parted ways, sometimes you still have that promise with each other na oh, tayo pa rin hanggang dulo, makikita pa rin tayo next time. Alam, parang may hope, there's always hope. And then I would talk about like marami naman tayong plinano, naging ano din ako, like alam mo yung engot. Then siguro nakalimutan ko lang yung priority ko na siya yung priority ko. Like I was making these songs because of her, ganyan. Parang ganun na din. So hindi naman ako Superman, pero siya yung parang naging Lewis Lane, Kasabuhay Ka.
Wow, talagang may hugot yung ating awit.
Actually, that's one of the lyrics din kasi.
Okay, so, eto na, pakinggan natin ang awitin ni Jerry C na Did You Wrong. Please welcome Jerry C on SBS Filipino.
Ay, kanta na rin ba? Oh.
Baby, I know that I did you wrong. Did you wrong? Yeah. Baby, oh, I know that I did you wrong. Pero pilit ko naman na binabago. Huwag mo lang sakuhin ang mga ipinangako na tayong dalawa magkasama hanggang sa dulo. Oh, ang dami naman natin na planano. Bakit di na lang natin ayusin kahit na ako ay naging baka nga nakalimutan ko na lang ang prioridad. Sipin palaging nalipad, yeah. I ain't no Superman, pero ikaw lang ang nag-iisang Lewis Lane. Whatever happens to me, you know how to ease the pain. Ikaw ang kahinaan at gamawin, I'm insane. Lagi na lang nalabas, daming perang winagas. Laging busy sa kaibigan kahit otay walang gas. Nakabihis na maangas kahit dyan lang sa labas. Pinipilit abutin dahil di pa ako ang yan, yeah. Mali ako sa paraan, wala akong oras para sa'yo. Pag nakamit ko na pangarap, iaali kahit na ano. Pero pilit ko naman na binabago. Huwag mo lang sukuan ang mga ipinangako na tayong dalawa magkasama hanggang sa dulo. Alam kong di naging sapat, nagkulang ko sa lahat. Lagi na lang nabigat yung puso mo sa akin tapat. Lagi kang umiyak, di naman nagbabala. Naiwanan ka, pasensya na dahil di matiyak. Decision pa bago-bago kahit ako elitong ito. Sarili ko di maintindihan at ang gulo-gulo. Madami din akong problema na biglang nabubuo. At kahit naiwasan pa, sumusunod lang sa'kin to. At kung gustuhin ko man ay ibigay sa'yo buong mundo, ikaw ay mahihirapan lang sa tao na katulad ko. Hintayin na muna natin ang tagdanang tayo magtagpo. Pag nakamit ko na pangarap, iaali kahit na ano. Pero pilit ko naman na binabago. Huwag mo lang sakuhan ang mga ipinangako na tayong dalawa magkasama hanggang sa dulo. I know that I did you wrong. Pero pilit ko naman na binabago. Huwag mo lang sakuhan ang mga ipinangako na tayong dalawa magkasama hanggang sa dulo. Baby, I know that I did you wrong. Baby, I know that I did you wrong.
With the leadership and guidance of course, our kababayan at active din sa ating community na si Sai Fly Mill.
Working with him for a couple of years now and
more.
Started from Joe one night. I saw him, I gave him the mic. I just say, I want to see what he's got. And he jumped on the stage. I'm like,
ah, hey, magaling.
Narinig ko yung boses niya, sabi ko.
That's a funny story.
Sige, gawin natin.
I was drunk.
Oh, that time.
But my friends were like, yeah. My friends were like, oh, ito, si Jerry, paakitin nyo.
Doon ko narinig yung boses niya, sabi ko, may potential to. Ang problema ngayon ng mga artists, ang team namin, Barkada Night, BC Entertainment, we're very happy na marami na ngayon na Australian-Pilipino na lumalabas na nagiging singer, nagiging artist na marami ng band ngayon, which is good. So, my job is to make sure we motivate them, we support them, we give them all the resource that they need to complete the project, the journey, and also don't stop the support just because the project is complete. Let's continue. So yung ano namin this year for Jerry C is to have another album but an English version.
Para naman ma-market natin yung ibang mga hindi Filipino.
Oh.
And you also give him the avenue or the place to actually perform every Friday.
Once a month.
So Barkada Night.
Oh, like tonight we're celebrating his album, so we're having a listening party tonight, which he will be performing a couple of tracks and the rest everyone will just listen. And then after that we'll have the after party where everyone just mingle and party.
That'll be in Queen Street.
Yeah, it will be tonight at 9, 8 o'clock tonight at 215 Queen Street here in the city.
So anyone can go?
Anyone can go.
Okay.
If you have Jawa, if you're single, ready to mingle, that's the place to go.
The Barkada Night.
The Barkada Night.
Listening party. So sa mga gustong makita ng live po ang ating kababayan at singer and artist na si Jerry C, tonight po mangyayari ang listening party.
And then, mayroon din siyang gigs kasi pupunta kami sa Sydney in April 5th.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's
pupunta kami sa Sydney April 5th. Pre, sana makita namin ikaw.
Message tayo.
Sige. Dadalhin natin yung Barkada Night sa Sydney at saka mayroon tayong mga Melbourne artists. Jerry C, yung isang Pilipino, and then mayroon tayong Australian artist din na dadalhin natin doon sa Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
At saka mayroon din tayong mga Sydney Pilipino artist na ilalagay din natin sa program para na-expose din sila, nabibigyan din sila ng platform. Kasi the hardest part for artists ngayon is marketing and promotion.
Correct.
Pag wala kang marketing and promotion, yan ang ginagawa namin sa BC Entertainment at saka Barkada Night. Binibigyan talaga namin sila ng opportunity na, hey, you got a good song. We want to offer you a platform where you can promote yourself, your music, and we will also help you promote it. And share it out there.
Yeah, and kung sa mga kababayan din natin na merong mga congratulations dahil ito nga, nalabas na talaga, na-launch ng iyong album and tonight is the listening party and we thank you, Sai, for of course giving opportunity sa mga Pinoy artists natin, lalo na sa Filipino community dito sa Australia na kumbaga ma-share nila yung mga talent nila at sinusuportahan nyo sila. Yeah. So, again, Barkada Night is every...
Tonight, every month, we try to do every month.
Once a month
Try to do once a month and, sa mga upcoming artists there, singers, rappers, DJs, hit us up. Inbox me, see if we can work something out.
Ayan. Thank you very much, Sai. And of course, Jerry, maraming salamat sa'yo. Once again, imbitahan mo lahat sa listening party mo bago tayo magtapos.
So, I'll do shoutouts after that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Iniimbitahan ko yung lahat, or English na lang para. I'm inviting everyone. So anyone who wants to listen to Filipino music, and if you guys want to vibe, there's going to be hip-hop and R&B tonight. That will be at 8 p.m. in Queen Street, 215 Queen Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, how much was it? You get?
$15.
So it's just $15, and you also get a free shot.
Barkada
so it's
shot.
like you just bought a shot, and then you also get to stay there. So that's a good thing, and then you get to listen to good music now. I have a friend coming over as well to help me perform one of our songs because I'm also with the artist here in Melbourne. So we're trying to make as much noise as we can now to get out there. We're trying to break into the market.
To represent Philippine Australia.
Punta kayo, and also shout out na sa mga producers ko, si Mark, si Nolan, si Lex for helping me build this album. Shout out to Odds, which is another producer from that I found from YouTube, and he did so good. He's really great. Shout out to my ibang artist yung makasama ko sa sa album. Also shout out kay ito yung mga artist natin dito sa Melbourne. Shout out natin yan. Start off with Janelle Saint Poons, Kuya Froy, which is Trix. Shout out to Dom, or you can call him Dremp, DR3MT. Shout out to Boss G and sa OG Gems. And shout out kay Kuya Sai for helping me out. Shout out sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.